We're joined now in the studio by Kristen Smith of the Chapel Hill Carver Chamber of Commerce with a short and sweet business beat. How are you today?
I'm well. How can I win that $100 gift card for tree and landscaping services?
I'm not 100% sure when I'm going to give it away. Usually I do it at 4:30, but then like Susan Brown will be here. We'll do the trading card thing. So
whenever I get free.
Sometime.
So
it's cool.
Definitely want to vouch for Tim and his team. They're a great group out of Carborough, and one of our members in the chamber, and so someone will be really lucky.
Holding on to this because of the Chamber of Commerce Business Expo. I believe is where this started from.
Nice.
So we're doing this giveaway
now. You never know where our events will lead
because of the Chamber's Business Expo. Some lucky listener today is walking away with this $100 gift card.
You can just go ahead,
or maybe I'll just do it. I don't know. If I didn't live in an apartment and if I actually had trees, I might use this. Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah, I think you can't use the gift certificate on someone else's property. Like, you know, could you take that tree down? Like, I don't care for it. It's blocking my views.
Yeah,
so.
I feel like that would lead to a lawsuit. I'm not sure. It might. Maybe.
So,
I thought I was doing you a favor. That was an ugly tree anyway. But you can use it if you've got a house, you've got a tree, you need tree service.
Or landscaping services.
Yeah.
Exactly.
We've got rain coming. We're starting to watch Hurricane Joaquin that may or may not hit us in a few days. Ice storms coming sooner than later, unfortunately. So all of that.
Ice storms. You know,
we're still 5 months away from that.
Cold weather wimp. Well, rain or shine, going on this week is the Chapel Hill Carborough small plate crawl.
Yes.
Have you tried a small plate yet?
Not yet. I missed it yesterday, so I'm going to have to maybe do something tonight or tomorrow.
So this is something presented by the Visitors Bureau. We're really excited to see so many of our members participating. Last night, I went to Provence in Carborough,
nice.
In the French restaurant in the Paris of the Piedmont to try some of their small plates. So what this is an opportunity for folks to try out restaurants. It's a little bit like restaurant weeks in metropolitan areas, but this is an opportunity to go to restaurants and just try a little bit of their food. And you can order as many small plates as you want, but what the small plate crawl is trying to achieve is giving you an opportunity to try a restaurant without too much time, too much expense.
Yes.
And
you can try a whole bunch of them
exactly,
in an evening.
Yeah.
I know there are people who literally do, I guess they don't literally do a crawl around Chapel Hill.
You might see some people on hands and knees, I'm not sure they're doing
the small plate crawl.
They're doing another kind
sure
of crawl.
These, yeah, yeah. It's a progressive call.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's going on.
Don't get them mixed up. We just want you to do the small plate crawl.
Just do the small plate crawl.
Don't follow this UNC students participating in bar golf. So
and so many cool restaurants. And like you said, you can try a bunch of different restaurants all in one evening. You can go from place to place. And it's a chance to try those places that you always walk by on Franklin Street. And you're like, oh, man, if only I had more money than I usually spend on dinner, I would definitely go in
and try that place. So, yeah.
Now you can. And
exactly.
Spend a little bit of money, get a little taste of what it has to offer, and then go on to the next one, and that's great.
And so these are restaurants in Chapel Hill, Carborough, and Hillsborough that are participating, and hope folks will check that out. It's a busy, busy week, but we're excited. One of the other sponsors of the small plate crawl is Topo Distillery.
Yes.
And so folks may not know, but through a change in the General Assembly statute, you can go and buy one October 1. So as of
tomorrow.
9 a.m. tomorrow, I heard that Senator Rick Gunn is going to be the first one in line to buy a bottle at Topo Distillery.
If you don't know about this, it's because you haven't spoken to Scott Maitland in the last, 6 months or so?
Exactly. No, he's worked really hard. He's part of the North Carolina Distillers Association. This was not a partisan issue. This was just about giving local craft distillers an opportunity to sell to mostly visitors, people who don't know where the ABC store is or don't know where to look to find something that they're really excited about. So you can tour Topo Distillery and buy one bottle per one person per 1 year.
Yep.
So we're excited about celebrating with Topo Distillery, one of the sponsors of the Small Plate Crawl. And sign up. They're giving tours from 1 until about 7 on Thursday, and you can have an opportunity to buy one October 1.
Awesome. Can anyone go to, I know they're doing that in the afternoon. In the morning, they're doing a little ceremony at 8 with the first sale starting at 9. Is that by invite only?
I believe it's by invitation only. For that particular one, they won't turn anybody away. Senator Gunn's getting the first bottle. Yeah. And actually, from 8 to 9:30 at the Siena Hotel, we hope folks will join us.
Oh, that's
Chamber
right.
members
yes.
will join us for Coffee with the Candidates. This is kind of, this is a former board chair joked that that this is kind of like you graduate from Coffee with the Candidates to Eggs with Elected Officials. So folks that may be familiar with our Eggs with Elected Official events, this is an opportunity to basically have small group of conversations. It's been described like speed dating, but small group conversations with different candidates. We'll have that at the Siena Hotel. That's open to any chamber member, and hope folks will join us at the Siena Hotel to meet Chapel Hill Town Council candidates, Carrboro candidates, although mm-hmm. they're uncontested. I'm excited that many will be joining us, and also Chapel Hill Carrboro School Board. Hillsborough candidates were invited. We don't have any candidates confirmed yet, but Sarah Stevens with the Hillsborough Chamber will be joining us, and so this will be a great opportunity to learn more. And she'll have voter guides with her. Hillsborough Chamber interviewed and asked a few questions of Hillsborough candidates. So if you're still an undecided voter in Hillsborough, we've got some resources for you.
So that's tomorrow, 8 to 9:30, Siena Hotel, and that's open to anyone who works for a company that's a chamber member,
exactly,
right?
Exactly. Any chamber member employee. Yep. So.
And that's schools, that's town government.
It's
a wide range.
UNC Healthcare, yep. Chapel Hill Carver City Schools, many of our largest employers are chamber members, and we'd love to have you at Coffee with the Candidates tomorrow morning.
Absolutely. So we're speaking with Kristen Smith, Chapel Hill Carrboro Chamber of Commerce, short and sweet business speed. All of this is going on either right now with a small plate call or tomorrow morning with Coffee with the Candidates. And earlier there was a golf tournament. I know you want to talk about
golf
that.
Tournament. We were excited to have the Performance Golf Classic out at the Governor's Club. This raises money for our charitable arm, the Partnership for a Sustainable Community. Folks mm-hmm. can find out more at carolinachamber.org/partnership. And Performance Auto Mall is the presenting sponsor for this golf tournament. It was a great group, 100 golfers. The rain did not start until folks were inside and finished the 18 holes. We were really, really lucky. the same day, we were excited to learn that Porsche South Point, so part of the Performance Auto Mall family, is getting bigger and growing, and so they are moving to Durham to a new South Point location.
Nice.
There's a press conference for 10 a.m. on Wednesday, October 7th. They're expanding. They're going to over 20,000 square foot facility, and they will have moved from 3 to 8 service bays. So this shows expansion of a Chapel Hill business.
Awesome.
We're sad to see them move to Durham, but I think it's a bigger issue of space. Do we have, when our companies are successful and grow, do we have the space to mm-hmm. keep them in Chapel Hill and Orange County?
Okay, so that that press conference is going to be next week, Wednesday morning.
Yeah,
right?
so that's why I had to get it in this short.
Because we're not going to be able to talk about it next week unless it's in retrospect. So is that going to be like off of Hope Valley Road, like in that general
The address is Kennington Drive.
Okay.
And so the Acura, BMW, and Subaru brands will be in Chapel Hill, but Porsche is moving to South Point as part of the Hendrick South Point Auto Mall.
All right. Awesome. So, again, we're speaking with Kristen Smith, Chapel Hill Carrboro Chamber of Commerce, short and sweet business speed. What else is going on? There's a lot happening.
This weekend, I got three things that chamber members are talking about. One is Playmakers. This is the last weekend to see their production of Disgrace.
It is really good.
Really?
I got a chance to see it opening weekend. It's a short play. So if you're like me, a little bit apprehensive about, am I committing like 3 hours to this? It's maybe an hour and I don't think it's an hour and a half long. I think it's like an hour
it's
and
like
20
shorter
minutes.
Than
it's
like
very
an
short.
Animated short film or something.
Basically,
so, yeah.
No, it's four scenes. There's no intermission. The third scene is the scene.
The scene.
I'm not gonna get to the third scene. That's what won it the Pulitzer, basically.
Wow.
Put it that way.
So
I'm not gonna give anything away. It is profound. It is important. It is extremely important in this time, in this place, in this day and age. Watch it.
Wow.
Yep.
What that's wonderful, and I can't wait to.
I didn't get a chance to publish the full. I always want to sit down and write a huge long review and post it on Chapelburg, and then I never get a chance. So that's my short and sweet review of Disgrace.
Short and sweet review as part of the short and sweet business beat. In addition to
ask yourself when the disgrace happened. and think about that.
Okay.
I'm just going to say.
I have not seen this, but I'm intrigued and also think all reviews should be short and sweet.
Well, then you'll hate mine. You see the reviews I write on Chapel Barreau. They go, you know me, I'm long-winded. I'll just write on for pages and pages. Yeah, this is, you know, anyway.
Well, this is why Twitter is my...
I hate Twitter. You can only type for 140. I can't even get half a thought out.
Well, they're even thinking about changing the 140 character limit, but we won't talk about that. But shortly and sweetly, also remind you that Carbo's Farmers Market this Saturday is having the People's Peppers.
Yes.
They will have delicious pepper recipe contests, and including corn and pepper salad and cold roasted red pepper borscht, by Susan Spalt. And so we're excited to celebrate with Carbro Farmers Market. Actually, Carbro and Chapel Hill Farmers Market are both chamber members. And then New Hope Camp and Conference Center is having a barbecue fundraiser this Saturday, 5 to 8 at New Hope Dining Hall. That's out on 86. Barbecue and chicken plates. There's nothing better than barbecue and chicken plates, and they'll have live music by the Haw River Social and Pleasure Club. Find out more at newhopecc.org. So lots going on this weekend. Chamber members have been busy all week and this weekend, and we're really excited to bring you the short and sweet business beat.
Awesome. CarolinaChamber.org/events if you want to get a full schedule of chamber events and other events going on in the community, but all of those happening either right now with the small plate crawl, tomorrow with the Topo Distillery Tour, coffee with the candidates at Siena Hotel in the morning, and then all of that happening this weekend. So there's a lot to see and do.
So the short and sweet business beat is to have a small plate, buy a bottle of liquor, have a cup of coffee, and taste a pepper.
Awesome.
How's that?
That sounds good. Kristen Smith, thank you so much.
Thank you.